ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is focus. Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. The Union County Sports Network, Matt Abrig here, week 7. Of this 2023-24 season, live from Warrior Gymnasium on the campus of Weddington High School for an out-of-conference matchup and out-of-county big time, yep. As Kings Mountain is in town to take on the Warriors. Some of the other boys' games tonight, Coach, Sun Valley on the road at Monroe and Fort Mill, boys only, at Marvin Ridge.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be interested to know how that Sun Valley-Monroe boys' game goes. I worry about that Sun Valley-Monroe girls' game.
The boys' game, you've got kids that get sick. I know Nate Tavares, their leading scorer. Mom was in a car accident, so he didn't get to play in that last game of the holiday tournament.
Yeah.
Hope everything's okay with that.
Right.
But they're on the road at Monroe, who's coming off a tough loss last night to Porter Ridge.
Yeah, and I just think that Monroe team is going to get better with every game, and so I could see them looking pretty good tonight. I think kind of almost like a warm up last night. I'd probably take Monroe in that game if I'm being honest. But
I agree with you.
But I like to see how it goes.
For Kings Mountain, they come into tonight's game 7-2 overall, won 5 of their last 6, lost to Ashbrook on December 19th. They are led by a sophomore guard, Bradley Floyd, 16.5 points, 5 rebounds, had a season-high 27 against Burns. He scored 10 or more points in 7 games so far this season. Junior wing, Jemiah Husky, 9 points, 7 rebounds, 2 double-doubles on the season, had 18 against Ashbrook. And their freshman, who I, just by the look of him, just how he's built, reminds me of Isaiah Evans at North Mech, who's headed to Duke. Caleb Dixon, 12.5 points, 7 rebounds, season-high 21 points against Cox Mill, 10 points in the game this year, 7 times. So those are the 3 main guys defensively that you're going to have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, well, you know, when I haven't seen this team play, but did a little bit of cyber scouting. They're 7-2 and have a nice win over Cox Mill. They got some scores, but boy, when they come out here and warm up, I think everybody pretty quickly noticed 22 Husky. You know, I mean, you look at him, and that is an athletically built kid right there. And they got, like you say, some guys that can really score the ball. They've got pretty good size. They look very athletic. I think they're going to be every bit ready for this Weddington test.
For the Warriors, they come tonight overall 11-1, and were handed their first loss of the season back on December 23rd to the Burlington School in the holiday tournament 69-63. They are led by senior guard Grant Hamilton, leads Union County in scoring with 23.5 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 42% from 3.
He's really started hitting lately.
Jai Rory, percentage-wise, you know, just slowly moving his way up there. Had a season-high 37 earlier this year against Gaston Christian. Next to him, junior wing K.J. Younger, second in the county in scoring at 22.5 points, second in rebounding as well, 8.4, 2 steals, 3 assists, almost a block and a half a game, 30% from 3. He's not a volume shooter for 3 like Grant, but 30%, he'll knock him down. Had a season-high earlier this year, 37 against Audrey Kell. And senior guard Aiden Cook, someone you're familiar with, 7.5 points, 3.5 assists, 2 steals, 35% from 3, season-high 18 against Butler, and we did that game.
Yeah, so a couple things when you talk about those 3, and they really have been, you know, that's what's made this team go. Now, from a scoring standpoint, I mean, Younger and Hamilton can just be considered prolific. You know, I mean, they're really impressive scorers. But, I think I say this almost every game, that you generally have a pretty good idea what you're going to get out of Younger. I mean, you know, he's pretty consistent. Sometimes he'll have a huge game, sometimes just good. But, I mean, you know what you're going to get out of him.
You're going to get 20-10.
And that's
a good game, and 37-21 is a great game.
You can count on that pretty much. Now, the thing to me, I say this probably every game, but when Hamilton is on, this team can beat about anybody in the state. You know, I mean, literally – literally, you know, you've kind of already seen it. I mean, this is a team that has a win over Northside Christian, who's highly ranked. They got a win over Gaston Christian, has a 7-foot kid. You know, they've got a win over Lake
Butler.
Norman,
who's
considered
as well.
One of the best. They're considered one of the best teams in the state. You know, at the time, people were saying they might even be number one in the state. And Butler, you know, on and on. Anyways, when Hamilton is hitting the way he's hitting, they're just very, very tough to stop. And he's really been on a roll lately. You know, early on in the season, he wasn't hitting a great percentage.
But that holiday, when that holiday tournament started, the first
really,
one, he took off.
That five-game stretch against five good teams, he really shot the ball well. And I think you've seen Younger go the other way from outside. Now, the good thing is KJ has plenty of ways to score. But I think you've seen his three-point percentage starting to dip, and Hamilton's really going up. But they're just awful tough to contend
with. But with that, I don't want Younger hitting threes. I want him going to the basket.
Right. Like, I don't want to see him taking a lot of them, and I don't think he really does. I think he takes mostly good ones. But the nice thing is, again, if he's not really on outside, he's going to get to the basket. Now, Hamilton definitely has that ability, too, and he does when he's off. But, I mean, when he's hitting outside, it's just so hard to guard all that stuff. And then, you know, Cook is kind of the X factor.
I agree with you. We saw he had 18, played great against Butler.
That was the saving grace for Weddington against
yep.
Butler. You know, he came out and hit, what, four threes, I think it was.
And I don't think Butler had an answer for him. They were more worried about Hamilton and Younger.
Well, I mentioned back then, you know, I'm friends with Coach King, and he had texted me and said, hey, we knew Aiden was capable of doing that, and we knew he would hurt us if he got hot, and he did, and that was that, you know. And so, you know, it is a factor if he's going to shoot the ball when he's open and hit those shots. But, you know, his thing is getting them out in transition. He sees the floor so well, and he's really good at getting the ball to Younger and Hamilton. I mean, it's not rocket science when you've got two great scorers like that. Feed him the ball, and you may break an assist record on a good night.
And then he's averaging 3.7 assists in the county, third overall in the county.
Yep.
And the leader, I think, is from Cata or somewhere with – it's four.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
right, there.
Right up there. And well, one game can change that.
As I say, there's a little luck involved in that, you know. I mean, in one game where Hamilton's hitting everything he puts up, if you get him the ball every time.
Yeah, you know, 100%. So. We're about 4 minutes away from tip. We'll take up. Oh, before we get to that, you had mentioned, I just got a text. Monroe Sun Valley boys, Monroe up 26-23 at the half.
Yeah. Yeah, good matchup, but that's the kind of game that Monroe wants to play, that low-scoring game.
And that's
game,
what
right?
we saw last night
yep.
as well.
Yep.
4 minutes before the tip, we'll take a break, come back. Starting lineups and the tip after this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. That buzzer in the background can only mean one thing. Let's get tonight's Game of the Week underway. Matt Aber, Ryan Cook, starting lineups. Here we go. For Kings Mountain, it'll be number zero, Tucker Robinette, Caleb Nixon, Bradley Floyd, Keydon Lenny, and Jamon Husky for those five to start in their road black trimmed in yellow, very Forest Hills-like. For Weddington, it'll be the usual suspects. It'll be Ellison, Hamilton, Cook, Zepp, and Younger.
I was giving a shout out to the
Hawaiian night.
Yeah, the Weddington student section over there and their Hawaiian stuff. So I'm very familiar with some of those seniors that lead that group. So
I still miss the days of Will Shipley in the old white tank. That
yeah,
had
yeah.
the meatball stain or
yeah. That's it's about what it looked like, isn't
right.
it? But you're right. Three is definitely lanky. That's the freshman you said?
Yes, Caleb Nixon.
Yeah, but four is good size as he comes out here.
Four is a sophomore.
He's good size, good athlete. I mean, there's some tough
they're
matchups.
Young.
11's a big kid. I mean,
he's a junior.
Other than zero, they're big kids. And I bet you zero is pretty quick would be my guess.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should use names. Robinette.
For Weddington again, like I said, the usual suspects, Ellison, Hamilton, Cook, Zepp, and Younger.
And, you know, I'll be interested to see what, you know, what defense do you play against this Weddington team. I think that's a big thing for Kings Mountain. You know, I mean, do you come out, do you do anything special against Hamilton? Do you maybe do anything special against Younger? I mean, personally, I would both. Yeah, their memory's short. They didn't come up. Up there you go. There you go. There you go. Got one. Got a fist bump just from the one kid from Cook. Younger might get us. He might come by and get us. He might get us. Let's see. Any love? No, he turned the wrong way. Out of sight, out of mind. I get it.
It's fine. That's out of sight, out of mind.
I remember things.
I remember things.
Hey, you know you've gotten more fist bumps from this cook than you ever got from the other one, right?
100%. Wedding in the home white. It'll be younger. Along with Husky going, jumping for center. Weddington right to left. Kings Mountain left to right. Tip in the air and one by the Warriors into the backcourt. And this time, Cook will hand off to Younger, and across the timeline, the Warriors bring it. Right side up top, high post to Ellison. Jack with it, now to Hamilton. Grant.
Can't give him much room.
Give and go under to Ellison, off of Kings Mountain, out of bounds. It'll stay Warrior ball.
I think Weddington almost made that one a little bit too tough. I think Younger might have been able to take his man. I think Hamilton might have had a three, but a little patience. Not bad.
Younger on the block. Up. Shot, no, but it's short. He's fouled and will go to the line.
Yeah, they got lucky. That's all he got there. He's so good at finishing.
Foul's going to be on Robinette. The sophomore guard is first.
Younger is honestly one of the best high school kids I've seen at finishing through contact for and ones. And
well, if you look at this, his chest, his shoulders, his arms,
he's something
he can
else.
Absorb.
I'm almost surprised he missed that.
Up and good. I'm surprised Capone hasn't got him out there on the football field.
Oh, his mom said he played when he was younger, but younger, get it?
There you go. I see what you did there.
But he just didn't really love it.
Younger up and good on the two. 2-0 here. Weddington leads.
It's like a little half-court trap coming up.
Floyd with it. Across the timeline to Lenny. Back to Floyd. Floyd down the lane. Leaves it, lobs
nice
it off
dish.
Underneath. Up and good.
By Husky. Right? Yeah.
Younger across the timeline. Lost his dribble. Back up top to Cook. Cook with a screen. He'll use it. Drive, hang, glass, good.
Nice.
Aiden to the rack.
Yep.
Shades of the Butler game.
If he starts doing that, it's just another tough. That's a tough guard.
4-2, Weddington leads here. Floyd double team splits
yeah, he
it.
Walked.
Got away with a travel. Now to Robinette, near side. Sophomore up and no good on the shot there by Nixon. Rebound, Younger going to drive down the lane. Shot, glass, too strong. Rebound there by Floyd. Floyd wants to push. Nobody stops the ball.
Oh,
he loses it out of bounds.
And I don't, like, you know, so I do know this little inside info. I do know that the Weddington staff feels like Kings Mountain is not real good about getting back in transition. So do look for them to really emphasize that. Looks like we're going to get a lot of denial on Hamilton here.
That's fine. Oh. Right, left wing. Grant finds space, drives down the lane. Layup is good.
Yeah.
I won't take three, I'll take two.
You can't just play him as a shooter.
No, he's become a scorer.
Yeah.
6-2 Warriors lead with 6:24 to go here. Across the timeline. Floyd with it. Cook picks him up. Back up top to Robinette. Near side to Nixon. Back to Robinette. Nixon, right wing. Three on the way. Got it, no good. Put back, no good. Rebound again. Husky lost it. Younger's got it. KJ.
They want to attack.
To Ellison. Under the basket where he didn't want it. Back to Cook. AJ down the lane. Glass and good.
Not AJ, though. Wrong Cook.
Sorry, Aiden Cook.
That's a nice finish
Apologies,
over a big guy in there.
Absolutely.
My kid's
he
a little
took
kid.
Took the contact.
The kid can jump way better than his older brother, I'll tell you that much.
Aiden for two. We'll keep it right here. 8-2 Warriors. 5:53 to go here.
No, I really honestly thought he would probably take
Me
that
too.
Three. I kind of wanted him to,
but
and he drove
quite,
into the
that's
Giants.
That's two times now where he's touched the ball in the wing.
He's got a quick first step, and he's a little longer and can jump. He's so rail thin, but the kid can. He's athletic, you know. So
didn't mind going amongst the trees on those two layups.
But yeah, so I was trying to say while we were going quick there that I do know that this staff feels like Kings Mountain doesn't get back real well on defense. And so my inside info was they've actually got an extra guy crashing the boards, for one thing. They've only got one guy that's the get-back guy, which I believe is Aiden, and they are looking to push on everything they can.
Inbound it, Nixon.
Nope. Hamilton's trying to take me out.
Headed to the soccer pitch. Lenny will trigger it right in front of us into the backcourt to Floyd. Double team.
That's
looking
a tough
for help.
Trap.
Throws it near side.
Oh,
he's
he
good
didn't step
right
out.
There.
That was a nice athletic catch.
Throws it out of bounds. It'll stay Kings Mountain basketball, though, off of Weddington. Powers in.
Wow, they got three guys coming
Najee
in.
Najee in, along with, that is, Quinn Vaughn, the freshman.
Might be thinking, I'm not going to say ahead, but to tomorrow night, having, you know, some rest before this.
Lenny with it, up top to Floyd. Floyd, guarded by Vaughn, stolen away. Cook's got it. A two-on-one to Powers. Back to Cook, up and good.
Way to run the floor.
Aiden Cook with six of the 10. Lenny across the timeline. Hands off to Nixon. Rise, fire, long two, no good. Rebound by Hamilton. Grant wants to push. 5:05 to go here in the first, up top to Najee. Najee on that left wing.
Yeah, don't hold. You want to keep that ball moving.
Powers
make
them
work.
With it. Oh. Now. Now to...
They're holding it too long.
Vaughn, back to Cook. Shot, another one.
Where is this scorer coming from? That was
four
a left-handed.
For four for Aiden Cook.
That's a left-handed drive.
Robinette.
He's going to wind up flexing on him.
Nixon, back to Robinette. Between the circles. Floyd going to drive, hang, blocked by Hamilton.
Oh, God, oh,
right
God.
To us.
Oof. I can see me dying right there. I was hiding behind you if anyone could see us. Or trying to.
I'm worried about my laptop. Because if that goes down, we're just going to watch the game. Into the backcourt to Floyd. And he's fouled by Vaughn.
He's got to get there and cut that off.
Ford in for the first time tonight.
So
Younger in. Hamilton,
think,
Cook out.
I think we're probably seeing an effort, like I say, to give these guys more rest tonight anytime possible in preparation for playing back-to-back tomorrow.
I know it's tough to play back-to-back when you're 17. Just kidding. Stolen away. Vaughn looking for Younger across the timeline. KJ underneath. Ford to Powers. A long two. Got it.
Two, yep.
Matthew Powers for two. 14-2.
Well, this is the start Weddington was looking for, that's for sure.
Across the timeline to Floyd. Now to Robinette in front of us. Now to Floyd. Back to Robinette. Throws it inside off of Kings Mountain. Loose ball out of bounds. Weddington basketball.
And, you know, I think that obviously Weddington's playing well right now, but I think the big, big difference is they're playing unselfish and moving the ball, and I feel like Kings Mountain's, like, forcing too much and playing me ball.
Ford up top with it. Sophomore guard between the circles. Left side to Najee, stolen away. By Robinette. He'll drive. He'll hang. Blocked
oh, nice
by Ford.
Hustled.
Good save. They save it right to Younger. KJ at midcourt. KJ pull up from 15. No good. Rebound by Nixon. Floyd with it. He'll push it up. Across the timeline. Now Nixon. Rise. Fire. Three. Got it. 14-5. Stopped a major run there by the Warriors. Vaughn. Loose ball, still on the ground. Robinette's got it for Kings Mountain. He'll push. On the block to Husky, up no good. Rebound no good. Powers is battling for it. Najee pulls it away for the Warriors. Gets it to Ford. Ford across the timeline, 2:50 to go. Powers to Vaughn. A three, no good. Rebound by Robinette for the Mountaineers. Over to Floyd. Back up top to Robinette. Near side to Nixon. Robinette, dribble drive, hang. Blocked by Powers, but they're going to call a foul. It was a bit late.
Yeah, it was a bit late. Probably the right call.
It'll be on Matthew Powers. See what happens when you give fist bumps to the radio crew?
Yeah.
You play out of your mind.
Yeah, a little good luck. That'll be a new ritual, right?
Robinette at the line, first one up and good. Cook going to come in for Vaughn. Big number Charlie Foster, the sophomore wings, about 6'7", in for the first time tonight for the Kings Mountain Mountaineers. Robinette up and no good. Rebound Younger. KJ will bring it up. Skip pass to Ford across the timeline. A three for Jake. No good. Rebound battled for it. Kings Mountain saves it. Stolen by Powers, though.
Oh.
Off of his foot out of bounds.
Wow, I thought Powers made a heady play there. He almost had it.
2:23 to go here. Up 8, 14. Excuse me. Yes, up 8. Simple math, Catholic school. 14-6.
And if you're Weddington here, you want to be careful. You don't want to let them get back in it. I mean, they were really dominating early. I mean, you want to keep the pedal to the metal.
Up top to Foster, guarded by Najee. More of a post player at that size than a wing as far as shooting. Pull up, a long three by Floyd, no good. Rebound kept alive and pulled away by Younger.
Yeah, he just wanted that
KJ's
rebound.
KJ's got a 3-on-3. Down the lane, up and no good.
Oh, my.
Rebound by Floyd. He'll push it right back at him. Stolen away. Najee. Right in front of us.
Oh, heads
Skip
up pass.
To Grant Hamilton.
That's a heads up,
up
pass.
No good. Rebound by Floyd. Again, more pushing. Spin at the free throw line. Shot strong. No good, but he's fouled.
A little bit out of control, kind of going both ways here.
Bradley
playing
Floyd
hard.
Was on the line. Foul's going to be on Najee. Floyd at the line. For two, you're right about that. I need a break.
Yeah, that was really fast action there.
Up and no good. Zepp in for the first time. Excuse me, back in as a starter, along with Husky back in.
Not a real big student section tonight, but a fairly involved one.
Very loud.
Yeah.
You're letting Floyd know a few things.
Yeah.
Up and no yep. good. Rebound, good box out
by Najee.
Doing
their job over there.
Over to Cook. Cross the timeline to Younger on that top key. With a screen from Hamilton, they free him up. Younger with it, now another screen. Najee. Younger, no good. Rebound by Younger. Put back by Younger,
no. Oh, my God.
Put back again, no, but he's fouled.
I have never seen KJ Younger struggle so much to put the ball in the basket.
It's going to be on Husky, Charlie Foster, the sophomore.
He almost always... puts that ball in the basket, you know.
Tyler Centers will check in after this free throw by Younger. A minute 16 to go here. Now 15 on the board for Weddington. He replaces Najee.
So Younger is 3-for-3 from the line, but he hadn't put anything else in, which is very, very unlike KJ Younger.
A minute 16 to go here in the first. 15-6. Now it's 16-6. 10-point Warrior lead. Robinette here, inbounds it to Floyd, the sophomore guard. Back to Robinette. Underneath the Husky. Throws it and overshoots Foster, the 6'7 sophomore, out of bounds.
And they're trying to do the right thing there, I think. I thought that was a good cut from the corner coming in. And it was the right pass, but a bad pass. You know, he launched it. Otherwise, it might have been a layup.
You take a little left off of it. It
might have been
like
a perfect play.
A fastball down the plate. Younger across the timeline. Under a minute to go in the first. Hamilton left wing. Baseline cut off. On the block, Zepp gives it to Centers. He's blocked from behind. And it's off of his foot and out of bounds. Kings Mountain ball.
Yeah, that's Tyler Kane, actually.
Kane, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he just wasn't ready for that pass. That was a great pass. That should have been a layup.
Tyler Centers, doesn't he play somewhere in the NBA?
I think so. Yeah.
Loose ball again. Weddington swarming defense. Robinette on the block to Husky, up and got it. 37 seconds to go. 16-8. Younger across the timeline, hands off to Cook. Cook with it up top, Robinette on him. 25 seconds to go. Cook with it, back to Younger on that right wing. 19. Down to 17, 16, down to 15. One shot.
Yep.
11. Younger. Down to 8.
He's
7.
Gotta go.
Gotta go now.
Yeah.
Skip pass to Hamilton. Rise. Fire. 3. No good. Rebound by Foster, and that'll do it. At the end of one quarter of play, Weddington 16, Kings Mountain 8. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, Union County Hoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook. A little sloppy there in the last 4 minutes of that quarter, wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
Both teams?
Definitely. I mean, I think Weddington was definitely different with the subbing from what they usually do. I think they got more guys. I think they got 10 guys in, actually.
Yeah.
So they did three in the first sub, and I think two other guys came in. So they got 10 guys in the first quarter. They did it earlier than they usually do it. So I think that kind of gets a little bit of the chemistry out of there. But you're right.
They played exactly 10.
They really came out in the first quarter. That's a lot. And they really, but they really came out playing hard. They played pretty well, and a little unexpected scoring from Cook with 8 points in that first quarter.
Floyd will bring it up left to right for the Mountaineers.
It's like a 1-3-1.
Near side to Nixon. Up top, stolen into the backcourt. Younger almost had it. Robinette's got it back between the circles. Drive, hang, wild shot, no good.
Yeah, just kind of threw
rebound
it
by Husky is no, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, the big thing I think in this game is going to be not letting those offensive rebounds happen. That foul's on Zepp.
Front end, no good, real short on that one.
Yeah.
Almost missed everything.
And so far, Kings Mountain's only 1-for-5 from the line.
1-for-6. Younger, Ellison with the rebound over to Younger. KJ across the timeline. Guarded by Floyd, working that right side to Hamilton. Grant, left-handed dribble, up top to Cook. Cook, back door to Hamilton, up glass, good. Wow!
That was smooth.
To catch it and spin in midair the way Grant did to square up the shoulders.
Aiden will say, yeah, thanks for helping me with the assist there, Grant.
Robinette, up top to Floyd. Kings Mountain, a lot of miscommunication, and he's carrying the ball.
The student section liked that. Floyd didn't like that.
But he's...
I don't know. The
emotion, I don't see any emotion from them as far as a team.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
yeah.
I just don't see it. They're not even arguing calls. It's just
Cook
up top.
Getting a little
with
ugly
it.
With Hamilton and Robinette.
Left wing over to Ellison. Jack with it, now up top to Hamilton. Grant on the block to Younger. Shot up and good. May have gotten away with a little shuffling of the feet, and he did, but nonetheless.
That's a well-run play.
20-8 with 6:40 to go. Robinette on that right side. Up top to Floyd. Floyd back to Robinette. Only two that's really touched the ball that we've said much. Nixon a long three. Got it.
No, they needed that. That'll get it going. That's two threes for Nixon.
20-11, Weddington leads with 6:24 to go here. Younger with it. Looking for Hamilton in the corner.
Him.
Pump fake, and he did. He shuffled the feet.
Yeah, he made that tougher than he needed to, I think.
I think he was a little worried about where he was on the floor, how close he was to the end line.
Yeah.
Turnover regardless. It's 20-11, the Warriors. Mountaineers will bring it up. Floyd with it. Near side to Robinette. Across the timeline. Zepp and him battling. Loose ball on the ground. Younger's got it.
I think he turned over.
Still no call.
Yeah, he did travel. I will agree.
He called a foul on Robinette.
Now, I agree with that foul. That's actually a big call. It's his second foul, too. But I think he did turn over at
some
point.
What was unusual was that Coach Ellington, nobody on the – they weren't calling for a jump ball. Usually you're like, jump.
Yeah.
They weren't saying
they were
just walking.
Fouling him.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that he was fouling him, but at some point he turned over too. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't very
Younger,
good.
Back door to Hamilton. On the block, skip to Zepp. Now to Cook, rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound kept alive. Out of bounds, Weddington ball. Najee back in. Zepp coming out with 5:42 to go. 20-11, Warriors lead. Cook will trigger it. Lob it all the way out top to Younger between the circles. Spin, up, shot, too strong, rebound by Floyd.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, though, Matt, Robinette has two fouls, and he's still guarding
Nixon,
Hamilton.
Another three, no good. Rebound all the way out to Robinette. Back up top, Floyd. Robinette, rise, fire, three, off. Rebound kept alive, goes off of Weddington. It'll stay Mountaineer basketball.
But, yeah, I don't know if I'd have Robinette continue to guard Hamilton with 5 minutes left in the half and two fouls.
Lenny will trigger it right in front of the Warrior bench. Knocked away, stolen away. Cook to Younger. KJ throws it down. Two hands. 22-11.
He's going to throw that down any chance he gets.
Floyd across the timeline with a pass to Robinette. Now double teamed. Robinette looks for help. Oh, back to Floyd. Left side to Nixon. Back up top between the circles. Left wing to Nixon. He's swinging around the right side to Floyd.
He's got to get out of that lane. Levin's been in there a long time.
Floyd, jump stop, hang shot. Offensive foul is called. Ellison took the charge. It'll be on Floyd. Sevion Lindsay in for the first time tonight.
They realized that Robinette had two fouls, I think, right now. Uh-oh, now look, watch this. It's already getting rough. It's already getting rough with Hamilton.
He's got about three inches on him.
Yeah.
A screen from Najee. Hamilton by himself up top. Now they've reset. Cook going to go down the lane. Another one. No, missed it. Gets it over to Floyd. Floyd across the timeline. Left side to Nixon into the corner. Linea three, no good. Rebound by Najee to Younger. KJ down the lane.
Oh.
Fouled. And that'll be on Nixon. 3:58 to go, an 11-point lead.
Nixon's first.
I'll credit him. He went up to block it.
Yeah, I like it.
Instead of just getting out of the way and giving up 2 points.
Oh, I don't want to get dunked on.
Right, you're giving up 2 points. You make him earn it now.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a good basketball move. Younger up, no good.
And I didn't even jinx him there. I thought about it, but he's now 4-for-5 from the line. I about said he was 4-for-4, but I didn't say it. I guess I thought it.
Younger up and good. Timeout Weddington with 3:58 to go. 23-11, Warriors lead. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that this game could really be, you know, it's a 12-point game.
Feels closer.
It kind of does. Weddington has done a really good job defensively, obviously. I mean, you've only given up 11 points with less than 4 minutes to go in the half.
KJ does not. He has one field goal.
That's what
goal.
I was getting ready to say. That's exactly what I was going to say.
The
is
dunk.
If KJ was making the point blank ones that he never misses, it would be pretty ugly now. It'd be really ugly
now. It'd be almost a 20-point lead.
Yeah, it'd be. I mean, 30-11, I can see very easily off just easy buckets that Younger always makes. But you know, it is an athletic team. I like the way coach coaches as well for Kings Mountain here. I think that he seems like a good coach now. I think he's passionate. And I wouldn't look for him to go away. You know, I think they're going to try to hang in there. And
Robinette back in.
No, sorry,
that's Lindsay.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. They do look similar build. Yeah.
Similar hair. Guard position.
Oh, that's off his foot. I thought it was off his foot.
It'll be Kings Mountain basketball. Lindsay will trigger it to our right.
Boy, he's a thick-looking kid, isn't
he? I bet you he plays tailback. Najee with the steal on the inbound. Down the lane, up and good. Tipped the ball, tracked it down, went to the glass and scored.
That was a great play.
Nixon through the lane, back up top to Floyd. Looks for help, back to Nixon. They are chatting with Mr. Floyd.
They certainly are.
Skip pass underneath, stolen away by Najee. Up to Younger.
Another dunk.
KJ, drive. No call. It's out of bounds. Weddington basketball.
Now, who had that steal? I missed that again. That was Najee with the steal, wasn't it? Down here?
Yeah, down here it was.
Okay. I've got him with 3 steals and 3 rebounds.
Well, I know he's got at least 2 back-to-back here on the inbound and then that. Cook will trigger it.
We might need Coach Ford in his towel service. He's really good about that usually.
Offensive foul. It'll be against Hamilton. Against Hamilton.
Trying to get that little extra edge on that screen.
25-11 with 3:21 to go here in the second.
I've got 5 different Warriors with 1 foul, so I got no foul trouble there.
Lindsay. Back to Linney. Now to Floyd across the timeline, far side of the court. Double team, splits him, gets it to the big man underneath, stolen away by Powers. Najee, stolen back by Floyd. Florida, 2-on-2. Drive, hang, shot, glass, good. Strong move.
Yeah, that was solid.
By Bradley Floyd to make it 25-13, Warriors. Younger, quickly, top of the key. Back to Powers, right side to Hamilton. Grant, down the lane, shot, glass, strong, good.
That was too easy.
And he's chatting, I think, a little bit with Lindsey.
Grant did a little.
Lindsey on that right wing, he'll drive by himself. Blocked by Hamilton, out of bounds, it'll stay Mountaineer basketball. Vaughn and Ellison, it replaces Cook and Powers. Nixon will trigger it for Kings Mountain. All the way up top to Floyd. Nixon, now to Floyd between the circles. Now to Nixon. Floyd, top of the key. Nixon.
I kind of agree with the 3 seconds. 11,
yeah,
11
is just, now he gets out, finally. Nixon, a three, no good. Rebound by Ellison. Jack will bring it up himself. Across the timeline. Goes right at the big man. Shot, no, rebound by Floyd. Stolen away at midcourt by Younger. Younger to Najee, to back to Younger, and he's fouled.
So that's Floyd's second, minute 53 and a half. Might just have to roll with him for now. Younger goes the line, 5 of 6.
6 of 7.
And he's into double digits now with 10.
Robinette back in, replacing Lindsey.
A little risky.
With a minute 53 to go here in the first half.
But you also don't want to fall down any more than this.
Up and good for Younger. 29-13 Weddington.
You got to get some points on the board if you're Kings Mountain.
Not much of an inside game at all for them. It's all been perimeter stuff. Floyd. Back up top. On the block to the big man.
Good look.
Speak of the devil. Blocked, but it's a foul on Najee.
Good look and good play. That's the second on Najee.
Zepp and Ford will come in after this free throw by Charlie Foster. Sophomore wing for Kings Mountain at the line. Up and in and out, no good.
Not a lot of scoring punch on with this group right now. I think Younger will look to get to the basket.
Second one up is good. 29-14 Weddington, and pressure here by the Mountaineers. Kick ball on the inbounds off of Floyd, will redo it. Ellison triggers it to Ford. Ford across the timeline. Up top to Vaughn, skip pass to Younger. KJ, a three, no good. Rebound by Foster. Over to Robinette. Across the timeline. A minute 20 into the backcourt. Tip though, out of bounds, it'll stay. Mountaineer basketball with a minute 18 to go.
Boy, Younger does make it tough when he's up on top. You know, I mean, he gets his hands on a lot. Very aggressive.
Robinette into the backcourt. Stolen away at midcourt.
There's a dunk.
Younger, here we go. Throws it down again. Two hands. 31-14, Weddington.
He's a little different. He can do a
something
lot.
Something you haven't seen in a while.
Man.
Under a minute to go in the half. 31-14. Robinette, a three. Got it.
That was too easy there.
Vaughn with it. Lost his dribble. Gets it. Throws away. Floyd's got it. Timeout, Kings Mountain. Full timeout with 43. 4 seconds to go. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Yeah, you know, and it's just like with any, I think, most high school teams. When you get to the second team guys, they're going to struggle handling the ball as well, you know. And Kings Mountain's cranking up the pressure a little bit there. And
well, when they see the freshman more. Vaughn, along with Ford, the sophomore, first yep. years on varsity.
Yep. This happens, but you got to sure. give these guys some experience and, you know, 31-17 right now. You're not too worried about that if you're Weddington, but you want to finish off the half strong. You know, and if you're Kings Mountain here, I mean, coach is going to draw up a play under his own basket. Absolutely got to get a score, you know, maybe get a three here and cut it to 11. It's been hard. Buckets have been hard to come by for this Kings Mountain team on the road tonight.
Don't forget, Friday night will be the third of this week's games of the week. Porter Ridge on the road at Marvin Ridge to open up Southern Carolina Conference play. That should be a dandy for both boys and girls. To be honest, the two best girls teams in the conference and two of the better boys teams.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It'll be,
I would say, the third best team against the second best team in the conference.
Probably.
At Marvin Ridge. Lenny will trigger it. They throw it down
goodness.
On the alley-oop
Holy
to Floyd.
Crap.
KJ even went, wow. Zepp to Younger to Ford. Jake. And fouled is Ellison by, is that Robinette? That's his third.
Yeah, it is.
And in comes Lindsay.
Yeah, that's a tough foul for Kings Mountain right there.
And that's the fifth foul. So we're shooting either way
yeah.
for the next 27 and a half seconds.
Yeah. Ellison will go to the line for two, right?
Ellison at the line, up, and good.
That dunk still has the gym buzzing, I think, doesn't it?
Is that basket still moving? It looks like it.
I think the gym's just still got a different vibe to it.
I agree with you. Ellison, the second up and good. 33-19. Floyd across the timeline. Drive. Lost it, off his hip, out of bounds.
Yeah.
Weddington ball. Cook,
yep.
Hamilton.
Get the guns in right here in this last possession. 18 seconds to go. They're going to handle that pressure a whole lot better, I think.
Oh, to Hamilton, went up high for it. Grant, drive, hang shot, no. Put back Zepp, no. Rebound, Nixon, out of bounds. It'll be Kings Mountain basketball. Monroe wins 43-41 over Sun Valley.
Okay.
9 seconds, eight. Floyd with it across the timeline. Six, five, four, three, two. Nixon a three, no good. And then at the end of one half of play, Weddington 33, Kings Mountain 19. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute. I took an arrow to the heart.
I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aber, Ryan Cook, halftime. Warriors up 33-19. It feels closer than it is. And
yeah.
I don't know why.
I really think kind of like what you and I were saying, that I think Weddington's offense, it's not that their offense hasn't been good. It's that Younger's missing the shots that he usually makes.
And I Cook's mean, disappeared, to be honest.
He had those four, or the four early baskets. He had 8 points the first quarter.
He only
quarter.
Took one shot in the second quarter.
I think
he
maybe
missed,
two. He drove once and missed it,
right.
And then he took a three once,
okay.
Right? So they don't really – but, see, that's not what they do. They don't look for Cook offensively. You know what I mean? And I think that's where he hurts you is when you don't expect it and
right.
Kind of fall asleep. So probably when he scored those first 8 points and they started paying more attention, and I think also Weddington doesn't make a concerted effort to get him shots because that's not really who he is, you know. So so for scoring-wise, for Weddington, you start out Younger, even though he had a little bit of a slow start, had 13 points at half. Cook with eight, Hamilton with six, Ellison with two, Najee with two, and Powers with two for the scoring for Weddington. And for Kings Mountain, you've got Floyd. Oh, wait, first name. I'm going to miss that again. The B. Floyd is Brandon? No.
Bradley.
Bradley Floyd.
Bradley Floyd. The other one is Jordan Floyd. That's my fault.
Okay, sorry.
Jordan Floyd hasn't played.
Okay, so Bradley Floyd has four. Nixon with six. Oh, we're starting out here.
Younger across the timeline. Weddington moving left to right on your internet dial. Baseline. Younger up. Slams it. One-handed with a nice screen by Grant Hamilton.
Oh, man. He just likes to throw that ball down.
Whew. I'm not sure Weddington's had a kid like that ever.
I don't think so. Not, no.
I mean, to be honest, you'd have to go back to the days of JT Thompson and Hudson down at Forest Hills as far as the ability to go baseline and dunk on people.
Yeah.
And that's, you're going back almost 20 years.
I like this from the bench. Watch the lob. Last time he about ripped the rim down this play.
35-19, Floyd with it up top. Right side to Nixon, now to Robinette. Tucker, Robinette, dribble drive, pull up. Now he swings the pass over to Nixon, guarded by Cook. Back up top to Robinette between the circles. Younger on him, no room. Nixon with it now. Cut through to Lindsay, Linney, nobody there. Now Robin up back up top. Left wing, Floyd.
Good job in defense by Cook. He can
Floyd,
defend.
Step back, couldn't do anything with it, back up top. Again, good D here by Weddington. 15-footer, Robinette no good. And Husky, who hasn't done much, got away with a push. Robinette with the board, up no good. Rebound by Husky, fell down, but a foul is called on the floor.
Yeah, you're not happy with the rebounding right now if you're Weddington's bench. It's like that one's on Ellison.
I think you're right. You're not happy about that because I think that Kings Mountain's more physical underneath.
Yeah.
And Weddington's not doing anything to answer it.
No.
Linney from 15, no good. Rebound by Nixon with an arm on the shoulder. Husky put back. No. Nope, excuse me. That was
Nixon
again, on the put back.
And again, they just impose their will on the boards.
Cook. Rise, fire, three, no. Rebound Nixon. 35-21, left side to Floyd. Floyd with it, back up top to Nixon. Ooh, Floyd, drive, hang, shot, wild. No good, rebound on shot, put back is good.
Yeah, they're just killing them on the boards right now.
They seem to want it more right now.
Cross court. There's a layup.
Hamilton up, glass, good, from Jack Ellison. Timeout, Gary Ellington of the Warriors. With 6:07 to go, 37-23, Weddington.
And the halftime deficit was
33-19.
So 14, so it's the same. Okay. Because I think, yeah, to say, I can't hear what Coach Ellington's saying. I could if I stopped talking. But you're looking over. He's not happy with this start because, I mean, they did come out with that thunderous dunk by Younger to start. But then, good defense on the other end, I guess, but not rebounding at all, And so that's kind of kept it here, instead of expanding on the lead, keeping the lead the same.
6:07 to go here, 37-23, Weddington. Robinette, we got pressure here by the Warriors. Well, a little bit of soft.
Going to try to trap. Well, I'd say at half court, but, yeah, maybe just a 1-3-1 extended a little.
Floyd across the timeline in the corner to Nixon. A three. Got it.
He's heating up.
I'll tell you what. He continues. He shoots like the kid from North Mac.
Yeah.
Isaiah
Slim
Evans.
Reaper.
Yeah, exactly what he is. Cook across the timeline. Now to Hamilton. To Ellison. Up. Glass. Good.
Those are going to be easy buckets right there.
Unselfish play. Floyd across the timeline. With these coughs I keep hearing, are we going to go to school tomorrow?
I don't know. I think so.
Fever?
I don't know.
Up top, Nixon, another three. Got it.
Oh, man.
He NBA is, style.
That's four threes for him.
Cut 16
the
lead
points.
To 10. Zepp with it. Now to Younger. Cross court to Cook. Stolen, knocked away. Back to Cook. Cook to Hamilton. Spin, hang, shot, glass. No, but he's fouled.
Wait, he called an
offensive
foul?
No, he's called an offensive foul.
Wow. I didn't see it great, but that's a pretty weird call on a spin, I think. When you spin, you don't usually go – he was kind of going away from the basket, wasn't he, sort of? I don't know. Coaches aren't complaining too much, are they?
No, Coach Ellington didn't say a word about it. No? The referee walked right by him to make the call to the scorer's table.
Maybe not. I don't know.
5 minutes to go in the third. Najee up to Younger. Another breakaway.
Nope, maybe not.
KJ throws it right at Hamilton, who gets it up shot glass. No, but a foul is called, and it's going to be on Nixon. Grant's going, I'm going back at it again. They're going to call two charges in a row.
Yeah, I think he probably should have dished that, but that could have gone either way, and I think he probably should have dished it. Hamilton has 8 points tonight. It's his first trip to the line.
Grant up and good.
9 points, looking to get in his double digits here. And that's a scary thing, too, though, if you're Kings Mountain, is Hamilton hadn't even gotten it going. You know, this Weddington team doesn't have any threes yet tonight.
Up and good. That's unusual.
That, now I think about it, that's really unusual. They're up by 12, and you're halfway through the third quarter.
They haven't really taken one. Younger and
Not
Cook,
much.
Right?
Yeah.
Hamilton may have taken one.
Has he even? I don't know, yeah.
But I know we know Younger and Cook have.
Yeah.
Nixon up top with it for Kings Mountain. Now to Robinette. Left side to Nixon. Into the corner. Floyd now to Robinette. Dribble drive. Hang shot. Hang, no good. Rebound by Najee. Over to Cook. Aiden to Younger. Shot, fall away, good from 12. And Husky hit the deck on that one, no call.
Yeah, right now I'm not liking
Floyd falls down. Hamilton's got it. Grant, drive, hang. Throws it down!
Man, a little bit.
Grant Hamilton!
There's some energy. There's some energy.
Timeout, Kings Mountain.
I think that might be Hamilton's first in-game dunk. I know he's had him
in
travel
ball. Poor Ridge last year.
Did he?
To
okay.
end the game.
Oh, wait a little after the
yes.
fact? Okay. I thought he told me that he hadn't had it, an
I thought
high school.
We one. Did that game. I remember doing it.
Well, I remember him scoring
at the
late.
End. Too
yeah.
late. I thought it was a dunk. Maybe it was just a real layup awful close.
I can't remember. Maybe you may be right. I thought Grant told me he'd had him in travel
ball. Well, I will have to go back and listen to that last.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
30 seconds of that game.
That was good energy for him to get up on that. You know, I mean.
Well, I think he didn't like the charge call.
Yeah.
I think he's a little. It looked on his face. He looked frustrated with his offensive game, and that may have just woken up the beast.
That's how you step it up. Wait, what are they chanting?
I didn't hear it.
That's how you step it up. You know, you step up and say, "Okay, I'm going to throw this one down." Right. But, yeah, I think that – oh, what I was going to say that I don't like for Kings Mountain right now is Robinette, I feel like, is trying to do too much. You know, the little guy out there, he's quick. He can do some good things, but he keeps trying to score
instead
when I feel like it's not there. Yeah, you know, I mean, he's driving in, he's double clutching, he's going against all the big guys, and they're not falling. I think that's hurting them.
Foster back in, adds a little more size to Kings Mountain. Floyd lost his dribble to Robinette. Double teamed across the timeline. And I love how he sells it when he does the old head.
Yeah.
Jerks the head up.
Yeah. I think that's Najee's third.
It is.
Not big trouble with 3:53 in the third. But
we've got four fouls in the quarter. Robinette will trigger it way into the backcourt to Floyd. Cook on him. Lost the ball. Hamilton with the pickup. A 4-on-1. Hamilton up glass, good.
See, you got to pass that
and
ball.
And I'll tell you what.
Kings Mountain's got to pass. You know, don't try to dribble that up against that trap.
They're tall.
The
they
ball.
Can throw it over it.
Yeah, just move the ball. There's too much dribble.
Floyd. Yep. Again, stolen by Cook. Aiden, drive, hang, up, good.
Yep. He's pretty good at layups, isn't he?
Not bad at all. Nixon a three, no. Rebound to big man, no good. Rebound to Najee, got it.
That's Najee's fifth, I think.
Cook with it. Aiden, right in front of us. Knocked into Coach Ellington's leg. It'll stay Weddington basketball.
Boy, it got to a 20-point lead out of nowhere, kind of, didn't it?
Thanks to Mr. Hamilton.
I felt like it was, I mean, it was 10, and now it's 20.
Lenny back in for Kings Mountain. Najee left wing on the block. Younger knocked out of bounds, though. It'll stay Warrior ball with 3:04 to go here. That was quick.
Yeah.
So they're going to go small here
couple
with the
little
guards.
Guys. Now yeah. Those are strong, quick kids.
Robinette
and
Lindsey.
Yeah.
Cook will trigger it for Weddington with 3:04 to go here. They get it to Hamilton. Hamilton with it up top, guarded by Robinette. Near side to Younger in front of us. Guarded by Lenny. Powers on that high post. Got to get out of the key. Younger going to drive. Head fake. Pull up, blocked
oh, nice
by the
block.
Big man, Foster. over to Robinette. Coach Ellington not happy with that possession. Stolen back by Robinette into the corner. Lindsay. Foster from 15 short, rebound by Younger. Najee and Robinette. Keep an eye on it. Powers up, no. Rebound by Powers. Up top to Najee. Down the lane. Shot, no, but a foul is called.
Yeah, I think there's something about Najee over this Christmas break, too. He's either...
He turned 17.
He's
right
either
before
not
he
afraid.
Got the break.
Yeah. He's either not afraid to get into it and gets going with them, or he does something that gets them annoyed with him because I think he gets chippy.
Up and good on the first for Najee. Vaughn in, KJ Younger out with 2:23 to go here, 50-29. Najee up and no good. Rebound, tracked down.
Hustle.
It'll be Kings Mountain basketball.
Good hustle by the Weddington boys there.
Powers and Hamilton.
They weren't just going to give that up.
Robinette across the timeline. Between the circles, guarded by Vaughn Nixon on that right wing. Back to Robinette. Dribble drive. Hang. Shot. No. On the floor, they're going to call it.
Is that Najee or
and
no?
That is the fifth foul in the quarter.
Oh, 12. Okay, Vaughn.
So Robinette will go to the line.
I think Vaughn's second, but like you say, they're going to be shooting free throws here.
2:04 left in the third. Not an early night for us, Coach.
No.
Robinette up and good.
That is his fifth point of the night. 2 for 3 from the line.
Second one up is good. Zepp and Ford back in. Hamilton and Powers come out.
It's a small Weddington lineup right here. Very small Weddington lineup. I think you got
three guards and three and a half guards and a half a forward.
Zepp and Najee are really more guards than they are anything.
Inbound to Cook. Aiden needs help. Gets it to Vaughn to Najee. Najee going to go right to the rack. Up glass. No. Rebound. Zepp pulls it away. No, it's tied up. Off of Zepp out of bounds. It'll stay. It'll be Kings Mountain basketball.
I don't think if you're Weddington, you want this lineup in very long. You don't have long in the half or quarter here. But
a minute 45. Robinette across the timeline.
1-3-1.
Right side to Nixon. Robinette between the circles. Not the offense I would expect. Robinette up glass, no.
There it is again.
Rebound by Lenny, put back. Nobody's fouled.
Again, Robinette driving in there, out of control. That's
fouls on Vaughn again.
You know, Robinette driving in out of control, showing up a tough shot, missing it. You know, I'd like to see him dish.
Lenny at the line. Up and good. Don't forget Friday night, Porter Ridge at Marvin Ridge. We'll bring you that game, the boys and girls. 6:15-ish and 7:30-ish.
We're looking forward to that one.
Second one up. Lenny is good.
I'll give you the report from East Mech tomorrow. I'll be at the Weddington East Mech game, eating my Skittles in the stands.
You be careful over there.
Yeah.
Ford to Cook, Aiden across the timeline. Vaughn, left side to Ford, into the corner. Zepp, a three, no good. Rebound by Robinette. He'll push, and fouled by Cook.
That'd be his second, I believe. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, now
yeah,
you
okay,
do
a little
it.
Late. All right, all right. All right, we'll take better late than never. That might have been part of the slow start.
Robinette misses that one as Hamilton, Younger, and Ellison check back in for the Warriors with a minute 9 to go here. The UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Coach wanting to finish this half or this quarter strong in this last minute 9 with the starters in.
Robinette, that one no good. Rebound by Hamilton. Grant keeps it himself, and he'll push. Oh, no, he didn't put that foot down. He didn't put the right foot down.
I don't think he did either.
Calls the call nonetheless. They are all over Robinette over there. Beach night Wednesday. Throws it out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Weddington basketball.
What year is Robinette?
He's a sophomore.
So they are awful.
They are young.
Like
they've
said,
only got three seniors.
I can see why Coach is excited about it. I mean, he seems like he's excited about this group.
Cook to Zepp to Younger. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. 50-33. Coach Ellington calls it out. Left side to Zepp. Now to Ellison, high post. He'll face the basket. Now to Zepp, pump fake. Baseline, pull up, 15-footer. No good, rebound by Nixon. 30 seconds to go. Nixon across the timeline, 25. Now to Floyd. Floyd with it. Can't get it inside. Lindsay with it. Back up top, back to Floyd. 16, Floyd to work. Lee lobs it off underneath. Lost it, stolen away. Younger has it, Younger and Hamilton. Up, hands, two of them. As KJ throws it down again. Nixon didn't want any part of that.
Nope, he just backed
Robinette
right out.
Lets it fly. No, and at the end of three quarters of play, Weddington 52, Kings Mountain 33. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Who's that sexy thing I see over there? That's Ryan Cook.
That's me.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
That was great. That was absolutely fantastic. And, of course, I had the dancing going, but no one could see that. Actually, they might be able to see it anyways, scoring-wise, Younger with 19, Hamilton 14, Cook 10 to lead the way for the Warriors.
Robinette brings it across the timeline as the Warriors start the fourth quarter, on defense.
You got to go back to Nixon. He's got 16.
Robinette still in the corner with a dribble.
Too much dribble.
Nixon with it up top. You're absolutely right about that. Pull up. A long three. Got it.
Jeez. I didn't like that shot either, but when you're Nixon, I guess that's a good shot. That's 19 for him.
Zepp across the timeline, right wing. I love when they yell, and he didn't even move any.
No, he just pivoted.
Yes, which you're very well. That's how you're taught.
Yeah.
Younger with it up top between the circles. KJ, skip up top to Hamilton. A three, no good. Rebound by Nixon.
Still no threes for this Weddington team.
Wow. And he shoots 45. He shot 45%.
Yeah.
That has gone down a bit here. Robinette with it. Long three, got it.
Okay.
52-39, and Coach.
Things are heating back up here.
Near side to Hamilton across the timeline. Hamilton, Ellison up, glass good. Jack looked like he did something to his back.
I like that Jack's just kind of – he's playing his role. You know, I mean, he's taking what's easy, making good little safe plays. I like it.
And, if you know, you hang out long enough under the basket, you're going to get 10, 12 points.
Yeah, with all the attention these other guys.
Nixon, a long three, short, blocked. Younger on a get out, saves it. Zepp, glass good.
They just kind of took it easy there.
Still, it's 56-39. Floyd, baseline, fell down, but a foul was called either Cook or Ellison. Aiden Cook is a hack.
Don't call me AJ.
No.
I think that's his third foul. Not too big a deal.
AJ's
point.
Been on the mind because we were talking about him last night.
Yeah, I've been talking about him quite a bit.
You have been.
I? Yeah. He's kind of a jerk, too. You know?
Well, you know, I just think, you know, when you're away at school, you're not really seeing a lot of high school basketball in Union County.
He
makes some statements about, you know.
Oh, no, he does. He only watches Weddington games.
Oh.
But he watches NFHS all the time.
That's fine. Is he watching Porter Ridge Girls?
No.
Okay, so he can't make a statement in regards to a certain player against a former certain player.
Well, now, don't forget, he's not 21 yet. He knows everything.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
that's
so right. But he saw them play this summer. He's basing it off that. I mean,
okay.
I mean, that's not super accurate, you know. But
Well, I see a number over there, right?
Yeah.
That's what I see over there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the rafters.
There's some really good alumni here tonight. Caleb Weatherby's here.
I saw Caleb.
One of the nicest kids I've ever met. Absolutely. You know what? And Bill Abrams is one of the nicest kids I've ever met.
I remember
those
Bill.
Are two
his
of the nicest kids.
The scorebook.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, great.
Next to us,
yeah,
she's awesome. The title she's run.
But Bill and Caleb are honestly two of the nicest kids I've ever met around here.
Lenny will trigger it for Kings Mountain out of that timeout. Up top, Robinette, dribble drive, pull up. Oh, no good. I don't know if he just all of a sudden the coach gave him the green light.
I don't know.
But Nixon and Floyd were you know, scoring their main two in the first half.
Yeah, I think you really want to get the ball back in Nixon's hands. I think you want to stop so much dribbling around, move the ball quicker.
Robinette up on the first and good.
So let's see. He's now 4 for 5 tonight.
Husky back in. Najee back in for Zepp for Weddington. 6:13 to go in the contest. 56-14 Weddington. Up and good. Younger with the inbound. Splits the defenders. Over to Cook. Aiden. Skip pass into the corner to Ellison. A three for Jack. No good.
Oh,
Hamilton,
man,
with the putback rebound. Slam dunk. Second one tonight for Grant.
Is he trying to be KJ Younger here tonight or what? What's this?
Warning on Kings Mountain's head coach.
What's he upset about? Oh, he's saying
he feels it was in the rim.
Oh.
In my mind's eye, it was close, but I thought he got it.
I thought he got it, but
58-41 with 5:50 to go here. Into the backcourt to Robinette for the Mountaineers across the timeline, right to left. Dribble drive, kick to Nixon.
That's
Nixon,
the score.
Pull up, 15, no good. Rebound by Hamilton. Grant to Cook across the timeline. Aiden. Now to Najee down the lane and kicks into the corner. Younger a three, there it is.
Yeah, he needed to get back on
the
track.
The drought is over.
The first three for Weddington in a 20-point lead.
61-41, Floyd with it up top. Pull up, he wants to answer that, no good. Rebound by Husky, up the floater, no good. Put back by Nixon is there in two. Across the court to Hamilton, Grant, rise, fire, three, got it!
Yeah, a little late, but here they come.
64-43 with under 5 minutes to go in the contest. Left side, Floyd. This is going to turn into a pickup game. I got a feeling.
Yeah.
Husky, the floater, fouled. He'll go to the line.
They've done a really good job on Husky tonight.
Will Ricketts, a fan favorite.
He is a fan favorite, ready to check in the game. That foul's on Powers, his second, I believe.
Husky up, no good. Out comes Cook. Second one, no good. Rebound, Hamilton. Grant to Younger. Into the corner to Najee. Back up top to Younger. KJ with it. Double teamed, back to Najee. Baseline, Powers. The floater, no good. Rebound by Najee underneath. Want to go back up top. Younger, cut. Throws it down with one hand.
How many dunks tonight? I mean, I don't know. Seven?
I think seven.
Well, he's made seven, too, so they all been dunks? Maybe?
Maybe. He's another three, this time good by Robinette.
A little bit of a celebration there in a 20-point deficit. Yeah.
Ricketts up and good.
Nice. He can't help
46.
But smile with all this cheering section.
No, you're right.
There.
Robinette, another long three, no good. Rebound again by Hamilton. Stolen away by Robinette. Coach Ellington's like, slow it down.
Yeah, let's get some time left. Let's not get too out of control.
Pump fake Robinette through the legs, lost his dribble. Lenny a three. No good. Rebound Floyd. But he threw it. He stepped on the end line, and it'll be Weddington ball, I think, Coach.
Yep. Clearing the bench.
Coach Fain has cleared the bench for Kings Mountain.
Looks like it's time to do that with Weddington.
I will do my best with this.
Yeah. There's Max Muteb. Noah Muteb's younger brother. Not his littler brother.
Max Muteb.
Max Muteb.
Plays on the JV.
Noah's younger brother, not littler brother.
No, I gotcha. He's got more hair than Noah.
He does.
Hamilton with
strong hair game.
Very strong hair game. Verjao-like. Hamilton with it right wing. High post. Najee double teamed. Skip it. Ricketts. Muteb back to Ricketts. Ricketts with it. Now to Najee. Najee going to go to work. Drive, hang, reverse layup. Nobody's fouled. 3:03 to go here. 68-46. Weddington.
We do have to give it to Younger. He did come over and give us the late fist bumps. He said, my bad.
I don't forget.
That might have gotten him off to the bad start.
Mention that to him. Yeah. Up and good for Najee.
Najee's had a solid game.
Kane in for Najee. So you've got Ricketts, Ford, Muteb, Quinn, Vaughn, and Tyler Kane. And I will do my best with Toms with it up top. Gets it over to, that's McLean with it. Now back up top to Toms. Toms, lefty. Spin, hang, shot, floater, good.
Oh.
69-48. Foul is, they're going to call travel on Jake Ford. Coach Ellington shook his head yes, so I'm going to go with that.
Fair enough.
2:32 to go in the contest. Weddington.
Oh,
there we go. Foul's going to be on Muteb. Nicholas Cole at the line. Second one up for Cole is good.
Did he make the first one or not?
I believe he did. Yeah, it was 48, and then he had 50.
Okay.
Vaughn. Coach Ellington wants a timeout with 2:15 to go. Up 19, 69-50. Weddington leads. We'll keep it right here as Coach Cook continues to get sick.
I'm starting to. It's starting to hit me worse.
You're
now.
Not going to school tomorrow.
Oh.
UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. Matt Avery, Ryan Cook. Friday night we'll be at Marvin Ridge for Porter Ridge. Marvin Ridge is the Southern Carolina Conference. Play heats up and begins for most teams. Again, with Piedmont leaving, that freed up two normal conference games that time of year. So I've seen like Cuthbertson and I think Porter Ridge picked up South Mech.
Yeah.
I think Marvin picked up the Palisades.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, and that happened. I don't think it was, you know, usually they wait. You don't do that.
Right. You don't. When you
usually
wait
a lot
for realignment.
Of teams do it right. Wait for realignment, but they did not. So
they actually appealed or whatever you call it.
Yes.
Petitioned. Whatever. Yeah.
Ricketts will trigger it to our right. Ford was there into the backcourt to Vaughn. Quinn across the court to Ford. Jake on the block throws it out of bounds. No good. Turnover. Kings Mountain basketball as Cole brings it up. Cole between the legs. Across court to McLean. Back up top. They get it to. It's Toms with it. Cole a three. Hey. Knocks it down. He's got five on the night.
Yes.
69-53.
16-point game.
Ford with it up top. Tipped into the backcourt. Toms has got it for Kings Mountain. Shot glass, good. They get it to Vaughn. Vaughn across the timeline. They see the double team coming. You got to expect that.
Yep. They're really going after that ball. You got to move it quick.
Ricketts baseline drive hang. Nobody's fouled. And he may have hit his head against somebody's knee. Looks to be okay.
He is a strong kid.
Surprised he don't play fullback.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he's built.
Yeah.
Thighs, upper body there.
He was a baseball player. He actually gave that up, but baseball's in the family with his – I don't know what that relation is, but his relation being the Cubs owners. So.
Oh.
You knew that, didn't you?
No, I did not.
I thought I told you that.
No, that's how you get your tickets every year.
Yeah, right, I wish.
You and Eddie Vedder and the rest of Pearl Jam. And
no, his dad's cousins own the Cubs.
Okay. Three on the way. No good. Rebound by Cole. Cole in the corner. Cole back up top to Toms. Toms, the lefty three. Got it.
Boy.
Toms a senior.
Yeah, he's got seven off the bench.
70-58. Ricketts was open. Muteb with it. Hang, shot, glass, gets the roll.
You like to see that for the
sophomore or freshman?
Freshman.
Freshman.
Good size freshman.
Underneath to the big man, up and good. Foster for two. 72-60. 25 seconds to go. Ricketts to Ford, left wing. Cut through. To Vaughn. Throws it inside. Knocked
that
away. Ricketts has got it. Now to Kane. 13 seconds to go. Kane could honestly just hold it.
Yeah.
Foster ain't doing nothing. Ricketts with it. 4, 3, 2, 1. 72-60. Weddington wins. And we will see you Friday night. Marvin Ridge hosting Porter Ridge. Ryan Cook, Matt Averick saying so long and have a good evening.